Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has just signed a package of bills he says will lower our auto insurance rates. Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, joins us live now. Tyler, what did you hear from the governor today? And do analysts believe these bills really will lower our auto insurance rates, the highest in the nation?
Yeah, I'll take that second question first, Dave. I don't think anybody can be certain what is going to happen. What the governor tried to do in signing these bills today is saying he took a very balanced approach with the legislation this year. A number of measures passed that the insurance industry wanted to bring down car insurance rates. And so the governor said they should come down as much as 10%. The industry, though, says a final bill signed by the governor, passed by the legislature, will offset all of those gains because of a couple of provisions in the bill. And it was notable, Dave, that while the governor said that he passed a lot of bills asked for by the business sector, the business sector was not included in the press conference because, again, of House Bill 148, which is the bill that the insurance industry says is so bad will outweigh all the good bills that have passed.
So it's a good news, bad news situation that we have legislation that should bring rates down, but then we have insurance rates that the industry says will drive rates up. So again, we're left. And like you, Tyler, I've been covering this issue, I guess, for 29 years now. And every year someone promises they're going to bring our insurance rates down. And well, it hadn't happened yet. So maybe it's not going to happen again.
Well, and that's a good point. And that's something the governor has talked about, his frustration. There have been bills passed in the past that have not brought down insurance rates. He said the package of bills passed last year and then those passed this year that he signed into law should bring down the rates. He is also the bill that the insurance industry objects to, also Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple objects to. That bill gives the insurance commissioner greater authority to reject rate increases. And people are calling that the Blame Tim Temple bill, that if rates don't go down, the governor will then pin the blame on Commissioner Temple. So I don't think it's a clear picture exactly, Dave, what's going to happen going forth. Certainly, the governor got everything that he wanted, including the opportunity to blame the commissioner of insurance if rates don't come down.
Let's listen to what Governor Landry just said real quick.
But we also addressed other bills that that we were promised would help to lower auto insurance rates as well. In fact, we have now, in just 16 months, done more than any other governor in the history of this state when it comes to tort reform.
Tort reform, obviously, one of the big bears in all of this. The trial lawyers have fought against tort reform very successfully for year after year after year in Louisiana. Tyler, why should we believe, and do you believe, based on what the governor said, that these tort reform measures will hold up in court, will ultimately remain in law, and will bring our insurance rates down?
Yeah, Dave, I think it's too difficult to know exactly what's going to happen. Again, you can point to measures that the legislature has just passed that the insurance industry and business wanted and that the governor wanted that should bring down rates. But on the other hand, the insurance industry and the commissioner of insurance are saying that one bill is so bad that it will outweigh all of those other ones. So I think we'll see in the coming days, weeks, months, whether rates come down. I don't think we've heard the last on this topic. And if you've been covering this for 29 years, you probably don't either.
No. And I know that one thing that lawyers like to do is sue and challenge laws because, well, they're lawyers. So I will be shocked and amazed if we don't see some of the trial attorneys going to court to try and kill some of this legislation that the governor just signed.
Yeah, the trial attorneys have traditionally been a powerful lobby in the legislature. It's hard to point to any bills that passed that they wanted. They were able to stop some bills from going through, but the governor this year sided with the insurance industry on a number of bills that the insurance industry and that business community wanted. So, again, it appears to be a mixed bag. The governor has been very consistent throughout. He noted that 50 days ago when the legislature convened, he called for a balanced approach. And he can point to today bills that the insurance industry likes and that the insurance industry does not like. And I think he has positioned himself about where the people of Louisiana are from. I don't think the polls show that some people blame insurance companies for the high rates. Other people blame the trial lawyers.
Tyler Bridges, we look forward to reading what you write about this on NOLA.com and the Times Speaking in the New Orleans Advocate. And thank you so much for joining us to tell us what the governor had to say today and for bringing us the real information about what we should expect going forward, which is we don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tyler Bridges here on WWL. I'd like to be optimistic. I'd like to think that the highest in the nation insurance rates are going to come down because of all this. I'd like to believe the governor when he says that we're going to see a 10% reduction in our auto insurance rates. But I got to be skeptical, folks, because a lot of people have said a lot of things before, and it just has not happened. We're back after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.